Good morning. I feel so lazy today. I'm still lying in bed at 10:45 and I haven't even gone down to the kitchen to have a cup of tea. In fact, I'm so lazy that my dear wife has brought me a cup of coffee. She's gone out to a local shop to get a decent cup of coffee and brought it to me, and I haven't touched it. I haven't touched it because I don't drink coffee before I drink tea. And I haven't had any tea yet this morning. And I'm just flopping out here. It's as if I've run out of all energy. And I haven't. It's as if I have nothing on my mind that's agitating me. And that's true. I don't have anything on my mind that's agitating me. Everything, all the agitations disappeared yesterday evening over 3 pints of Guinness. So life is lazy. What is the need to get up? I'm going back to Cork today. Good. I'm very pleased. I'm not going to the west of Ireland to have a meal and then back here again. Excuse me, I'm talking in code. There was an idea that at some stage yesterday that it looked like as if I was going to be going down to not Lahinch but Liscannor in order to have a meal with two friends of Adele's. And I thought, right, well, that's the least I can do. And I'll go and do that and then I'll go back to Cork. But now it turns out there's no need to go down to Liscannor. I don't know what it's like out there. It was ferocious damp and cold yesterday in Lahinch, unpleasantly so. I'm back in Limerick, flopping around the place. I've just been listening to conversation, or should I say reading a conversation, about what on earth you should do if people send you emails at 3 o'clock in the morning. Should you complain about it? Should you hold it against the other person? Or should you simply say to yourself, well, it's asynchronistic communication. At least it isn't a phone call. Simply answer the email if the email is to be answered when it suits you the following day or two. And as I was reading through this conversation, I remembered all the times that I have sent messages to people at 10 o'clock at night, at midnight, even at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, especially via WhatsApp. Most of the time I didn't even think that I was going to disturb the other person at all, because if anybody wants to send me a message at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, they're more than welcome to do so. I shan't be paying any attention to it until I have time. That's the debate that I was having, or that I was watching this morning on Facebook. I think it was on Facebook. If I don't keep going, talking, I'll lead to a full stop, and then I might even fall back to sleep. So I do think it's time. I will get up. I will go downstairs. And I might even have a bit of breakfast and figure out how I can possibly return a pair of gloves to my grandson who I spent time with yesterday, because the 1-year-and-3-month-old baby left his gloves behind him, and I need to return them to him today so that he can take them back to the UK. So here we are. This is morning. I'm going to record a few more pieces today so that I might reach the magic 31 by the end of the month of December. Back to the wonderful studio.